Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Yankowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Savage. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Savage. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Miles reaches third base with a triple. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miles scores. Davis moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Yankowski and he is out, Suter applying the tag. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Yankowski reaches second base with a double. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Yankowski trying to get to home. Finney throws the ball into Peacock, who tags Yankowski, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage fires to first and picks off Lupien. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Finney reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio bunts in front of the plate. Yankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peacock scores. Pesky moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Savage covering. Safe. There goes Pesky trying to get to third. Yankowski throws to Blair, who tags Pesky for the out. Williams moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair bunts towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Siebert moves to second. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter is walked intentionally. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yankowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Miles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Miles reaches second base with a double. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis bunts towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Miles moves to third. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miles scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Campbell pinch hits for Charlie Wagner. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Yank Terry now pitching. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Finney fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Finney. Blair moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yankowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Yank Terry. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Peacock moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Newsome now pitching. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabor. Davis scores. Vallow moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball towards right. Vallow settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vallow. Pesky moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pesky moves to third. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Lupien moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Finney moves to second. Hal Wagner now catching. Lum Harris now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a fly ball towards right. Vallow settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vallow. Lupien scores. Finney moves to third. Doerr moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Peacock reaches third base with a triple. Finney scores. Doerr scores. Tabor goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Dick Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suter. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Suter steals second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Harris reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. It's Athletics, 7, Red Sox, 7. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Peacock for a passed ball. Harris moves to third. Mace Brown now pitching. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lupien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.